So let's talk a little bit about money. If I'm a St. Cloud State University student and I go down to the red carpet downtown St. Cloud and I have a good time, and about midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Saturday morning, I want to ride back, what's it cost me? And then, more importantly, what percentage of that do you keep?
You know, I don't know the actual cost side of it because I've never really, maybe I've used it once or twice, and this would have been years ago in the beginning of Uber and ride sharing and that kind of stuff. But usually, let's say if I'm doing a pickup at one of the downtown bars, bringing them back onto campus or in that area, I probably get around $5, maybe $7. But the reason that I'll go out and drive during some of those later times is because of the bonus. So if they have a bonus going on, if I do 3 rides in a row, hey, here's an $18 bonus. That makes up for those short little trips like that. So,
Do you find that these bonuses come about regularly enough that you can stay ahead of the game?
They do. However, driving in the St. Cloud area is not the best for that. If I'm down in the cities, and I just did that last weekend, I was down in the cities, and Friday night I said, you know what, I'm going to go drive for a little bit. Turn it on during bonus time, and it was nonstop action as far as driving goes. I could do the same thing up here, and there's going to be a lot of downtime. And that's what I was telling you, like, I have my own business, so I'll bring my laptop with me, and during that downtime, I'm getting extra work done, you know, and so at least I'm still being productive one way or another.